My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They have this Panther sound effect that is just the cheesiest, stupidest sounding thing. Big voice guy going, Panther goal scored by Sam Reinhart.
Where'd you get that thing?
I trapped it. Been keeping it in my bathroom at the motel, feeding it old pizza.
It's Mike Shope.
If you're calm, that wondrous big cat will be calm too. But if you're scared, that beautiful death machine will do what God made it to do, namely, eat you with a smile on its face.
And the Bulldog. On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Well, it came as no surprise to onlookers because Bulldog is not in the studio today that I could not turn the TV on.
Oh, no.
They were worried. It has been a long time since you didn't come in, and you usually are the one who turns on the TV, if we ever even bother.
Right, if there's something, you know, now that golf is kind of dormant, I'm not eager usually. You have turned baseball on when I wouldn't have been thinking about it walking in the door.
Yeah, like once.
Maybe. All right.
Twice, maybe.
I kind of like that when that happens, so I'm sorry to hear that this crisis has befallen you.
It might be on. I turned it on 15 minutes ago, and there's the blue light and the little circle with the line in it that says power.
Yeah.
But that's as far as I've gotten. I wanted the Champions League. Today is Champions League.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, well, now it's like I'm doing this, so we'll see.
Right.
If it happens, it happens.
Well, you can probably watch it on Zach's TV anyway.
That's right. He doesn't seem to have any trouble in there, turning the TV
no,
on.
No, yeah, his
easy
gear,
makes it look
his
easy.
Gear works. He's also half our age. Like maybe he's just more adept at handling the technology than we are at this point.
I have a light in the house that it's just random when it comes on. Like it's the dining room, the lamp over the dining room, and so it's a little game I play with myself to see how many. I try to guess how many clicks it'll take. When I get to like 20, I give up, and sometimes that's happened. But like recently I got to 17 and I guess like 5. And then when you get it in 1, I wake the kids up.
So this is a switch that is probably faulty, it sounds like,
oh, yeah.
But still works enough of the time that you haven't really done anything to address its faulty.
If something works 1% of the time, I'm not fixing it. Right. I'm just going to deal with it. I'm going to live with it. So this light, it's got a dimmer, you know, and if I just sort of push it hard with your thumb, and if you get it in 1, I mean, that's a celebration.
Yeah.
You almost want to turn it off and then try again to see if maybe you fixed it somehow. I do think there's a technique to it, but I don't have analytics on this.
Right.
Just keeps life interesting. Yeah. Why fix it? What's interesting about that?
Right. I mean, there's no more drama there.
That's it. It just turns on.
It's all over. Yeah.
Who wants that?
Boring. I have a light switch on a light in a back hallway near the stairs that lead up to this attic that I'm in today, and I think when I put the fixture in, I wired it backwards so that down is on, up is off.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's
this
fun.
Like 15 years ago, and it annoys me. It used to annoy me a lot, but never enough to fix it. Like, it's a pretty easy fix. I mean, all I got to do is really take it off of there, you know, take the switch plate off, and just switch the wires, and it'll be normal. But I decided to live with it, and now you're just reminding me that it still annoys me. Like, I've piled past it, but now I'm going to see it and be like, oh, man, that switch.
I could go on about this because I've got another one. It's by the front door, which has two switches. One is for the light in that front room, and the other is for outside. And I am now at the point where I am never really quite sure which is which. Like, that never used to be a problem for me, but it's sort of just flip them both, and, you know, or it's now dark enough in the morning when the kids are getting up, take the dog out, like 6:15, need the light on, and like, oh, which one is it? I don't really want to turn the inside light on because that's a little bright for that time of day, but I need the outside light.
So much drama.
Yes. But again, I do like this about my life. I do like sort of the uncertainty and the joy in being able to turn that one light on that doesn't always work.
Keeps you on your toes.
It's just boring when you expect it to work and it works. So what? You never even think about it. Where's the fun in that?
Man, I love the rationalizing that's happening.
I know. But I think I mean it.
World class.
I think I mean it.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had like a personal, like a private electrician and handyman or somebody, if I just lived like that, then fine. He comes over and fixes it, and that's it. I would admit to that. But, you know, I don't know how to fix it, and I'm not going to go call somebody when it works sometimes. All it takes is more clicking. Well, Tuesdays are great days. Once we get into the season here, reverse AFC power rankings, Trista Crick, Ross Tucker, Paul Hamilton will join us. There's Sabre stuff to talk about. It's not just the preseason. This always happens to me with hockey. Their season opener is 2 weeks from Friday.
Yep.
In Europe,
right.
1 o'clock.
Starting,
I believe.
A few days earlier than everyone else because they're over there for the, I don't know what they're calling it, global series or whatever. But, yeah, they're playing the Devils in Europe.
That's cool, right?
Yeah, I think that's very cool. Yeah, it does remind me of how excited we were for the start of the 2010-11 season, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Billy Leno and Christian Ehrhoff in the offseason, and they went and played. And Leno scored, I think, in one of those games in Europe.
I think so. It was his last goal.
He scored like, okay, this is going to work great. And he scored like five more goals in 3 years.
Brace yourself later. The Sabres are taking down that mural. They won't say what they're doing. I have an idea. And Leno's a part of it. But you know, it depends on what kind of mood I'm in later. If they're not going to like talk about it, we're not allowed to, you know.
No, we can guess and decide what we think would be the best use of that space.
It may or may not include Darius Kasparaitis. That's all I'm going to say for now.
Oh, my Lord. Is this some sort of exorcism plot? Like where we,
yes,
we
maybe
put on display like the things that hurt us the most, and hopefully that will reverse the karma.
You know, dry ice, fluorescent lighting, Brad Park. I got a whole plan. Hey, Electric. It's time now for reverse power rankings powered by Empire Electric. Your, maybe mine, soon, residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. Make it work for you. Okay. 16.
I have a feeling you just invited them over to your house.
I would welcome them. How much is it? I don't know. I'd have a conversation.
I'm gonna just say right now, if they offer, I'm still too proud to have them come because I know how to fix this switch and I can do it easily. I just have been lazy about it, so I will not.
Succumb. Now you're rationalizing.
Yes. What a pair we are. All right, sorry. I didn't mean to keep everybody waiting. 16.
I think there's one name.
Yeah, see, I'm sort of well, I'm going to guess it's one of the two that I'm considering, and I am not going to fight hard.
Eagles.
Either way, I would say either Denver or Tennessee has to be last.
I think it's Denver.
Okay.
What's good?
Yeah, really nothing is good.
I had the stat yesterday that Bo Nix has led them in rushing in both games, and you're like, how many yards is that? And I looked, and it was 25. Just, I mean, come on.
That is
what bad. What is good? I don't know. To me, Denver is, they deserve to be on top.
I'm totally fine with that.
Okay.
Like I said, I was not dug in on it. It better be Tennessee. Because I did think it through enough to be prepared to suggest Denver ahead of Tennessee. Is that the proper phrase?
Yes.
Because at least, like, Tennessee, the quarterback has made a couple of egregious mistakes that without them, maybe they're 2-0 even. I don't know. I mean, the Jet game is a harder one to sell that on because they lost by 7, I think, in the end. But still, they had opportunity there. And, you know, I know he's on the team and he made the mistakes that cost them, so it counts. But I feel like, you know, clean that up and maybe you could be somewhere, you know, half decent at least. But Denver, that is just not going well. It's year two with Sean Payton. The offense is stuck in the mud. The quarterback looks overmatched. It just is not going well. And offense is supposed to be his thing, and it's just brutal.
Yeah, not yet. What's one thing that's funny but not funny about them, they have this receiver, Marvin Mims.
Mm-hmm.
And Payton, I mean, second-day draft pick last year, I believe. Payton gets the occasional question about him. And just, you would think he's talking about, you know, a relative, the way he just gushes. He lavishes praise on Marvin Mims every time, never plays him. And they have had so few explosive plays since he has been their coach. And like 70% of them are from Marvin Mims, like on kick returns, never plays him.
Yeah, I mean, is it, we talked, you know, earlier, well, after New Orleans went off in week one, and then, of course, they did the same thing to Dallas in week two. You talked about how antiquated their offense was.
Yes.
Was that not a holdover of the Payton system?
I think Pete Carmichael, who he was the guy, he was there, but it was Payton's show, and it was right. Drew Brees. So I don't know exactly how I would divvy that up.
Yes. But I've not yet seen, I haven't aggressively gone looking for it. Like, I wonder if Denver is using any of the stuff that you should be using, especially to help a rookie somewhat overmatched quarterback.
Maybe.
Or if they're doing what New Orleans had been doing up until this year when they finally found religion and thought, like, hey, play action and motion are of great help to quarterbacks, even if they're 10-year veterans or whatever Derek Carr
is. It's no excuse, but Denver is just so inept production-wise that I haven't even bothered to look.
Right.
You know, like, at least New Orleans last year gave you Chris Olave and Kamara, and like, okay, I'm going to find out because we talk about those players. Denver, just like, there's nobody to talk about. 15, does it have to be Tennessee?
I feel, I don't know.
They're not far from 2-0.
That's right. I'm listening on Indianapolis or Jacksonville. Though I would not consider Cincinnati here. I certainly would not consider Baltimore here. But I feel like Tennessee is probably behind those other two teams still. Jacksonville and Indy.
Yeah.
Or ahead.
Okay. I agree. See Ryan Fitzpatrick on their coach?
Yes.
Really good. Really good.
Yeah.
From Fitz. If he's going to be like that on Twitter, I'm going to follow him.
Right.
I mean, I don't want to follow any of these famous people that is never interesting, you know, and you have some followers who are just going to retweet them anyway because they're who they are.
Yeah.
I don't even need it. But if Fitzpatrick's going to be like, I haven't decided what I think about Brian Callahan, but this is bad. Like, what he's doing right now is not going to help his quarterback get better.
Yeah. He used the phrasing, made my blood boil.
Yeah. Right.
Because what happened, we talked a little bit about this yesterday. Callahan was seen clearly mouthing, "What the bleep are you doing?" after the awful, misguided, I don't know, was that a lateral? Anyway, a turnover down deep in Jet territory, and then yelling at him on the sideline, and was asked about it at the news conference and said he didn't regret it. And Fitz said the whole thing just made his blood.
Yeah, I think the press conference.
Behind closed doors, young guy, what are you doing?
The press conference stuff is the worst. I think a coach can be forgiven for losing it a little bit on the during the game. You know, like they don't always get their lips read, but when you have. You know, you're the adult in the room. You have time to sort of compose yourself, and you still choose not to. That's not great. All right. This could get interesting here. We better move along here. 14. I think Indianapolis.
Yeah, I will say Colts. Mostly because it's like the whatever faith we had in them, they were around the playoff cutoff most of the summer, I feel like. And in my head, the whole time, I just always kind of thought, like, okay, what have they proven exactly?
Yeah, right. Why?
I mean, nothing. I mean, we love the quarterback. You and I are probably guilty of loving the quarterback more than we should, considering what he's accomplished in the NFL anyways. He's hardly played. Like the coach, like that matchup, you know, that match with the coach and this quarterback. You know, the coach is from Philadelphia's system. Jalen Hurts broke through and exploded and became an MVP-caliber player. But Richardson just hasn't. There's been nothing. There's like, wow.
It's not that many games.
Running, that's right. But it's still, there's just not, I don't know. It just feels like they've been maybe fraudulently elevated.
We'll see. It's another one of these cool NFC North, AFC South games this weekend with Caleb Williams at Richardson and the Colts. Keep this in mind as we continue through reverse AFC power rankings. The Chiefs are signing Kareem Hunt.
Okay.
13.
I will say Browns before Jaguars.
I'm going to go Jacksonville here.
I think I'd be New England.
Now what do we do?
Would you give the Bills a bet? Would you give New England a better chance of winning here Monday night than Jacksonville?
Absolutely not. But good, well done.
I mean, they are not far from 2-0 either. They did win their first game and went to overtime with Seattle. I think it's kind of saying all this, like, I wanted to debate them, but I thought maybe their make the playoffs odds are worth playing plus 550. If the defense is good, if the Dolphins and Jets are not,
yep,
that helps.
Didn't they lose a key defender over the weekend?
Yes.
McEntee being season ending, but there was some pushback, like, don't rush it, but it's serious, like, he's out a long time. I forget the player's name.
McEntee,
linebacker. McEntee definitely does not sound right.
I mean, yesterday I got so many names wrong, people are just going to think I'm serious now. I don't keep them guessing. All right, so
I'll go with New England on
that. All right,
fine. So, you know, I'm looking at the time. So I gotta keep things moving along.
12, I'd be Vegas. Before Jacksonville.
I'm still Jacksonville here. 0-7. They've got Mike McCarthy with better PR at head coach. Trevor Lawrence, two games in, is already going, we suck. You got to figure it out. That's bad vibes there. Vegas, I think, at least has good vibes, even if they're sort of fraudulent.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like the speech. Thank you, Zach. I'm gonna lean on how Mike just described New England and Jacksonville. You know, whichever one was playing here Monday night, which one would you feel has a better chance to win? And I think my answer to that question would be I think the Raiders belong here before Jacksonville.
Okay. Jacksonville's getting lucky this week.
Yeah, they're
what have they done?
They really haven't done anything, but they're just, you know, the committee likes their likes the cut of their jib.
11, Jacksonville.
Has the show ever sounded older? Sure, yeah.
10, Miami.
Sure, yeah. They're
Jacksonville should have beaten them.
They're in real trouble. Oh, hey, I'm breaking the rules. I said Cleveland like three picks ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, it is written. It's already written.
Okay, Miami is 10. All right.
9.
Cleveland?
I guess. I think so.
That is not going to end well.
You know what? I'll say Pittsburgh. But that's bad, right? Can it really be Cleveland below Pittsburgh?
Yeah. I Zach, what do you think?
I'm going Cleveland here.
Okay.
And so it is.
8. Steelers.
The Jets.
I think I still would be inclined to respect the Jets more than the Steelers.
They play coming up, not this week.
So I think I'll go Pittsburgh. 2-0 Pittsburgh.
1 touchdown.
Right.
If you missed that yesterday, 5 teams in NFL history have gone 2-0 with 1 touchdown. And one is the 88 Bills. 2 of the teams are from the 1920s. One is the Steelers, and then there's a Lions team. 7.
I'm still on the Jets.
I'll go Jets here.
Okay.
Yeah, fine.
I think it's right. I don't know. I think 6, I'll go Bengals. That was who I was considering there, but I didn't get it out.
What about the Chargers?
I'm curious. They have played the Raiders in Carolina. But they have dominated.
Yep.
The defense has been great. I know, Bryce Young. We'll see. They play Pittsburgh this week. Dobbins is looking good. Quentin Johnston.
2 touchdowns. How did that happen?
You see the second one? You see any of the highlights of that game? The second one, it's like a red zone play, and you can't get more open on a red zone play than he was. Just nobody. All right.
Ball effect right there.
6.
Well, props to Greg Roman for scheming Quentin Johnston.
If they salvage him, that's a great job, because it was a disastrous start to his career. But he was supposed to be raw. Like the Matt Harmons of the world said, the Chargers last year didn't use him right, and that can be changed.
Yeah.
I would still say Bengals, but I think I should be outvoted. I don't know. People like the Bengals more than I do.
I'd be a little scared, but they the record is bad. Burrow was pretty good on Sunday. They had that game.
Hey, the TV just came on.
I know. Wow, nice. What are you watching?
Channel 1. It always starts on Channel 1,
right,
which I never had as a kid.
Yeah.
All right. 6.
I want Chargers here. You said you want to get outvoted, Zach. You want to go with Chargers?
Yeah, Chargers here.
5. Cincinnati.
Yes. I want to go. Oh, I was going to say Baltimore. I'm going to say Baltimore again here. I don't really like what they're doing on offense. Derrick Henry's in. They're definitively going to run it. Justice Hill's in. They're going to definitively pass it. Nearly. It's like 90%. And it's just they're throwing a lot more with Lamar Jackson. It doesn't seem like it's going very well. Mark Andrews is kind of just ineffective. And even Isaiah Likely against the Raiders shut down after having a good game against Kansas City. I do feel like one of those 0-2 teams for the AFC North is going to be in for a long year. I'd probably put my money on Baltimore. I didn't love them in the offseason.
Well, I don't know who else could be 4 for me. So Ravens at 4.
I think they have to be 4. Yeah.
3, Houston. Respect for the Bills start. First in points in the AFC. Dominant win at Miami, who was considered to be, Miami was favored in the game.
Okay. Yeah, and Houston, they did a number. I was impressed with them on Sunday night. I saw a lot of that game.
Still close.
The pass rush was just, I don't know if the Bears are a mess up front or what, but they got some dudes there.
That's right. They're a cool thing right now, but I don't know if it can be both that the Bears are a disaster and the Texans are great. Like, that was still a 1-score game, so at home.
Mm-hmm.
2.
And their opener was pretty tight.
Yes. 2, I would say Bills, but I think that could be interesting had the Chiefs lost.
Yeah.
If the Chiefs don't get that flag and they lose to the Bengals, would we have put the Bills first?
I think so.
I'm not doing it because of that one call, I guess, I'm saying. I don't know if I want to, but it would have been doable.
Well, there is an argument to be made to do, like it's a pretty lucky way to win, though the Bills maybe dodged a similar bullet against Arizona, right? Jamarcus Ingram could have been called for interference on that last gas play, and maybe we're, you know, sitting here at 1-1. So I don't think I want to ding Kansas City too hard for getting, you know, getting a call that was made that was correct and benefiting from it, just as the Bills, you know, maybe it's even more arguable that the call should have been made and it wasn't, and they benefited. So
Kansas City's probably got to be one until at least they lose one game.
Yeah, I think so. So Bills 2, Chiefs 1.
All right, there it is. Reverse AFC Power Rankings, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. I am just now doing that. Trista Crick coming up. We'll have Ross Tucker and Paul Hamilton as well today. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, thanks for listening. This is WGR.
In that scenario, I was thinking they might not have any timeouts there, but obviously they did with the incomplete pass. That would have came down to maybe a minute, and so we wanted to go up 6 points, you know, and it didn't work. So my decision to pass it there, again, like I said, you know, where they were junking it up inside, with it being fourth.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
3 to go for it. I thought, you know, with them not having any timeouts, I wanted them to be down a touchdown and see if they could drive the field, and they did.
Nick Sirianni.
Field goal of death.
That's the thing there that I don't like. I mean, he seems reasonable about it. You can't just always want to run up the middle. You know, that's okay.
Yeah, but I like the play call. That's what I wanted the Bills to try to do against Arizona when they ended up settling for 3 because they mostly gave up. I don't think it was as short as these that play was. The second down play, anyway. The third down was like looked like not even a play when the Bills ran it. And so I like the pass. I mean, it was there. I mean, I know it didn't work, but I would rather keep the ball than have to decide to go for it on fourth and whatever, fourth and three, like last night, or kick the field goal. Like, I'd rather go get the first down. And, I mean, perfect play call, perfect guy, and just, ugh.
Yeah. You shouldn't ever want to go up by six. Like, that's what he should know. How do we still live in a world where we all know this and coaches don't? The guy made a Super Bowl. How do we still live in that world? Coaches are so reliant on what they grew up learning. Just how does an NFL coach say we wanted to go up six? Tush push twice. I mean, even if I. It's always easier in hindsight.
I think the reason coaches still do it is because, well, part of the reason might be that McDermott got away with it in week one.
Many times they get away with it. For many years, we saw what seemed like dumb decisions, but there's two teams and they're both making them. So, you know, some I always said forever, like, one of them's going to have to win. Trista Crick, always a winner, Trista Crick, with us on the Wester Hotline, getting ready to fly back east, right?
Flying back east tonight on a red egg. Emma is completely drugged. She's got a little trazodone in her body. She's got a little gabapentin in her body. So she's stumbling and bumbling. We hope it doesn't wear off on the red eye and her freak out. She's like Cujo on the airplane. So, yeah, we're headed back to hopefully warmer weather. It's gotten cold here in Portland, really cold.
Before we go any further, just because you've talked about your mom before on the show, Emma is your dog.
Right. Yes. I my Thank mom sometimes does need trazodone and gabapentin as well. She would never take it, but sometimes I wish I could slip a little bit in her soup.
I think I might have the world's fastest dog.
Oh, no. Emma, right. No, definitely not. I need to come up to... Actually, I was talking to my friend about this before I moved back west. A little breaking news here. I'm hoping to get to Buffalo before the weather turns. We'll see if I can make it. There's not a lot of good games. I think there was a Miami game I thought about going to, and now obviously who knows what's going on with Tua. I'm not sure about that one. I think there's a Cincinnati game, which, listen, my track record in Buffalo against Cincinnati as a spectator, not good. I'm 0-1. So
well, there's
I'm a
no,
worried there, about that one.
There's actually no Bengal game. You've got Tennessee in there, maybe you're thinking of.
I thought I saw Bengals.
No.
Too. No, I didn't.
Not this year.
Maybe it was I don't know. I'm going on a world tour. Maybe it was somebody else. Yeah, maybe it was. I thought I saw it. Maybe not. Oh no, it was Ravens on the road. Ravens on. Oh, Chiefs. No, it was Chiefs. Bills. Chiefs Bills.
Yeah, you're 0-1 with them too.
Yeah, exactly. No, that was, I knew it was a team that I had seen live, and I was 0-1, so I just got the wrong one.
How are you so confident that I? How do you know I couldn't have the world's fastest dog?
Because I have the world's fastest.
Okay.
Dog.
Maserati Marg.
Hold on.
Maserati Marg.
I have the world's fastest dog.
You got to see Maserati Marg.
I'm topped out faster than Tyreek Hill, guaranteed. Mm-hmm. Guaranteed.
Sounds like
her change of direction is crazy.
That's the problem with measuring this, is like they're not going to run a straight line for you.
No.
So we line them up. Yell go or whatever, shoot off the gun, and they're just going to run all over the place. Like, you can't actually
go into a hotel hallway. This is what I used to do. I used to walk her. I would go into a hotel hallway with a treat with somebody on the other end holding her, and then I have the treat, and then she runs straight line to me, and then you have somebody clock it.
Yeah, that's good.
That would be fun content for WGR. I don't know. It would be great for the actual station, but it would be great for the social side.
Fred has a lot of competitive experience. Our friends Jeremy and Molly. Jeremy's one of our morning show co-hosts, Trista. He used to have three dogs, two of whom were very good athletes. And they'd play Frisbee in a big yard we used to have at a cottage up in Canada. And Fred used to, like, man coverage. Fred, yeah. Stride for stride with these bigger, faster dogs. He was right there, man. He's got game.
I'd expect Bo to win on contested catches, but
yeah.
Right. Listen, I used to practice. This is going to sound so lame, and so just let me preface this by saying I know I sound like a total nerd, but I was in a flag football league in D.C. And we would go out after work, and I was a slot receiver, obviously, and we'd go out and work on routes, like with the cleats on and everything. And I would bring Emma with me, and she was like white on rice. I could not shake her. It was Emma Island out there. One time she got me on the back of my, she cleated me with on the back of my calf, and I fell, and I twisted my ankle. So I'm telling you, the lightning speed is there.
I was a slot receiver, of course.
Well,
my favorite part of all of that.
I will have your back if you're sort of self conscious about saying you would practice. I mean, that's not a bad thing if you're going to do something.
I told Cole Beasley I was a better to his face. I told him I'm a better slot receiver than you.
And did he agree? Did he buy it? He accepted it.
The only reason I will accept that is because Dak never gets me the ball. It was when he was playing for the Cowboys.
Yeah, maybe that's tougher in a couple years down the road. Okay, well, a lot of interesting NFL stuff here today, Trista.
So much.
I mean, the Bills 2-0. You were a part of it with us. Just uncertainty, maybe, is a kind word for what we were dealing with. But now they're up to third, fourth in the Super Bowl odds. You know, 2-0. Kansas City could have lost. Like, decisive win over Miami. The Bills are probably feeling pretty good.
Yeah, I think the rust in week one is to be expected for any contender. You saw that with multiple teams, some going down outright. At least you get the win against the Cardinals. We talked about that before week one as well. Like we were saying, like, what are the odds that they cover? Probably not, depending on what the line is that you got. The closing line, I think, was 6. But the opening line was, I think, 7, 7.5. So they didn't cover that. And then week two, I was just so impressed with how much they use James Cook and how they use James Cook. So, yeah, the offense, you talked about this too, Bulldog, when I asked you who's going to be the leading receiver for the Bills, and you said maybe Shakir. And he ends up with 5 receptions, 54 yards. Not like a huge game, but definitely targeted the most. And, you know, Josh didn't really need to do a lot when James Cook is doing what he was doing. What do you have, 78 rushing yards? He got involved in the receiving game as well. But I think the fact that they're able, without a true wide receiver one, because let's be honest, they don't have one, you're able to spread the sugar around and beat really potent offenses. Like we saw what the Cardinals did to the Rams. Like this is going to be a legit offense. Yeah. We talked about how we were pretty high on Arizona this year. So two really impressive wins, and you beat the hell out of the Dolphins. It was just never close.
Yeah, I can't recall how you felt about that game when we visited last Tuesday, but now that it's come and gone, what?
I said the Bills should be favored. I didn't know why they were 2.5-point underdogs. That was crazy to me.
Well, Miami, like, you know, Mike talked a lot about it. They should be pouring everything in to try to get over this hump that is the Bills in their way. And, I mean, I just, no matter what they do, they just cannot find a formula.
And how about our Jets, huh? How'd they look?
Your Jets. So Trista, unlike myself and Bulldog, Of the three of us, Trista is the lone survivor in Survivor so far through 2 weeks. I mean, so many touchdown-ish favorites have lost, including last night. So the Jets are one of the bigger favorites this week, Thursday night against New England. So far, I've been handling this for Trista, but I'm going to, you know, eventually get this to you so you can do it because I'm out, and you should want to see what other teams or other players are doing, that kind of stuff, if you can. Would you consider the Jets at home against New England?
Definitely not.
Definitely not. Okay.
I'm never taking the Jets if I can help it. No chance. Especially divisional rivalry. Patriots haven't looked that bad. Patriots, like the Jacoby Brissett's a serviceable quarterback. Ramondre Stevenson was one of the better fantasy backs a couple of years ago. So, I mean, this is not a great team. Certainly not. But they're disciplined-esque, and they could certainly bark a team like the Jets. No, I'm probably taking the Ravens. I'm probably taking the Ravens against my Cowboys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see Lamar going 0-3. I think the Cowboys have been frauds. That game that they won against the Browns told me zero. And I think the Saints are actually real. But you got your ass handed to you against New Orleans, where you're allowing out the ghost. Maybe Alvin Kamara's not lost, and we're all just wrong, but four touchdowns in a game for anybody is crazy. So I think I like the coaching advantage for Baltimore. I think I like the weapons, and I think Lamar is going to come out with a lot of fire under him. Losing in week two is just inexplicable. So I think that's a bounce-back spot. If they would have beat the hell out of the Raiders, I probably wouldn't have touched it, and that line would have been much bigger anyway. But I think I think it might be Ravens for me.
Wow, that would be that'd be big. Minus one. Baltimore is a one-point favorite at Dallas. They are 0-2.
Big balls.
And
that's what that move would be.
Yeah, and they have the Bills week four at night. Like, if they were to lose, what a spot they'd be in, you know, hosting Buffalo on the Sunday night game in week four. To go 0-4.
Oh, my goodness. What other teams do you think are up for grabs in that?
I mean, before we get to that question, how many practices, if they're 0-4, will Lamar Jackson miss because he's sick the rest of the season? I mean, just...
Yeah, you guys are shady. Wow. That is so shady.
Love the player, but come on, that's been weird, right? In his career, he's always, mysteriously absent from practices. You asked what question? I was so eager to get that in. You asked what question, Trista?
I had a joke in the holster.
Yes.
Can we just talk about that for a second? You had a joke in the holster, not even listening to your guest.
I know.
Just so you can get your joke out.
It wasn't even good.
Crazy.
It wasn't even
good. It wasn't even make me chortle. You didn't even get a smirk out of me.
I didn't know you were going to be asking the questions.
Well, that's how a phone call goes, remember? We're not on a hit. We're on a phone call.
That's right. Your mom thought we weren't actually on the air. We were just talking.
Well, then she's like, were you just talking to Shope? Like, just having it? No, I said, no, Mom, I was on WGR. What?
You were asking about other teams, but were you asking, like, who to go 0-3?
I've taken Seahawks and Texans.
Right.
And so I don't think I could take the Raiders, but I'm thinking about it. You got Andy Dalton bounce back. All kinds of weird things could happen with that. There's no great...
Cincinnati.
Maybe Cincinnati. Yeah, Cincinnati versus the Commanders. That's the one, probably. There's going to be so many people who take them, though.
Yeah, and, you know, they're 0-2. And that's with Baltimore.
Right.
You know, you have these teams. It's so early in the season where we think they're good. We think 0-2 is a little bit deceiving, but we don't know that for sure. And the point about – Tampa's 2-0. The point about Jackson – it's just like, or this is Joe Burrow or anybody. You know, you've got these huge financial investments, and if they get to a point where the season is kind of over, stuff will happen. And, you know, they're not so far away from that when they're 0-2 and, like, the Ravens playing Dallas and the Bills. Cincinnati probably cannot afford to lose to Washington.
No. But what I was going to ask is, what do you guys think about Tampa against Denver? Is, like, are Denver the maybe going to be one of the worst teams
in
football this year?
I was just waiting for my chance to get that in. I'm looking at the schedule, and Tampa sort of jumped off the page at me here. I think that could be that if I were still alive. I lost on Baltimore last week, Trisha, so I'm out too. But I think Tampa would be where I would go.
There were 1,600 people in this league, and now there's like 456 or something like
right.
that. That's crazy in 2 weeks.
Joe Ostrowski's survivor pool. I lost on Detroit, but Kevin Cole, an analyst I really like, he has an expected points model, and he said Detroit won by expected points. So I have a text into Ostrowski to see if I maybe get a pass, because the team I picked actually had more expected points than, you know, points. Maybe I can get through.
I know you guys had a lot of people took Philly as well. I know you guys had that clip as soon as I started the show. But where are we at on Sirianni? Because for years now, prior to the Super Bowl appearance, and even probably after, I think I'm kind of ready to put my stake in he's not good again. Like, I think it was the coordinators. I think it was Steichen. I think that offense that he was facilitating and orchestrating was what got them there. And now that he's gone, there's just something weird with Philly.
I agree. I think the vibes are all messed up there, and that doesn't have to trip them up. There's a lot of talent there, too, and they've done a really good amount of winning. But The thing from the offseason about Hurts calling up, was it Fangio? It was the Giants guy, Wink Martindale, after he got fired before the playoffs, to ask him for ideas on how they were defending him. If I'm the coach there, there's a problem in my relationship. I'm probably going to try to smooth it over, but when I'm lying awake at night, I'm thinking about that, and it would bother me. I think Hurts, the way he reacted after that big scramble last night, it all just looks like I know the fans are on them and they're booing, and there's a lot of reasons he could be emotional like that. I just think things are, I don't know, I feel like the ice is really thin underneath everybody there.
Chope?
Yeah.
Are you going to say something or no?
No, that sounds right. When the head coach is changing coordinators over and over and is somehow allowed to be able to do that, he's not long for it. So last night was bad for him. The strategy at the end of the game, the play call, people didn't like the play call. We said, I didn't hate that as much, but then wanting to go up by six when you should know that that's a bad number under 2 minutes, and then it's Kirk Cousins who takes you down. I mean, that one stings right there for him. We'll talk to Ross Tucker and get his opinion on the Eagles as we go on later. Trista Crick here with us on the Wester Hotline. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. One more on Survivor for Week 3. The Bills home to Jacksonville Monday night. 5.5, would you?
Yeah, I would. I wonder, though, if there's any other spots that I like more in the season. So much of this, too, for me is like, what does the rest of the strength of schedule look like for these teams? And are there other matchups down the road that I'm identifying that I definitely want to take? That's why you would take teams that have very difficult strength of schedules later on in the year early. That's why a lot of people took the Ravens against the Raiders last week, is because the schedule gets tougher and tougher and tougher. So I have to kind of look at the Bills schedule, but yeah, that's definitely a spot that I could see. Big primetime game, Jags, I don't know really if they have their stuff together. And yeah, I kind of am starting to become like a, I think the Bills offensively have figured it out.
A couple more in week three. It's the Chargers at the Steelers, 2 of 5, 2-0 AFC teams. Have a thought? Like, which team is closer to being for real?
Oh, that's a great question. I thought you were going to ask me if I would take either of those teams in Survivor, which I would not.
No.
right. I was like, oh, definitely. That's a slug fight. You know, that's a rock fight. I think the Chargers are closer to being for real because they have Justin Herbert. I know everybody loves Mike Tomlin and how much he does with very little. He's obviously the king of a team that has very little talent or, you know, issues all over their roster and still going to the playoffs. But I like the Harbaugh hire. I like the way that J.K. Dobbins is running the ball. I like the Gus Edwards pickup. Somehow Quentin Johnston is being able to catch multiple touchdowns in a game. What are we doing there? So, yeah, I mean, maybe I'm biased because I'm an Oregon Duck alum, and I think Justin Herbert has been kind of stunted in his development over the course of his career in the NFL due to such bad coaching, and now he has a for real coach. So I think it's the Chargers for me. I like what I've seen from them, although I wouldn't be surprised if somehow Tomlin figures out a way to make Justin Fields a legitimate QB.
Right.
Although, really quickly, I was talking to, I think it was Jim Miller this weekend when I was hosting 670 The Score, and he said that Justin Fields at Ohio State didn't run any plays. Like, he literally didn't call any plays himself. He had to look over the sideline the entire time, like, paint by numbers, which is the reason that, you know, him not developing in the NFL is why C.J. Stroud was kind of given the keys in college. And I thought that was fascinating and how much that stunted, you know, what Justin Fields became in the NFL.
I've got one, at least one, because we're getting short on time here, futures bet to run by you.
Do it.
Rams under 6.5 is +105. Could that not go off the rails?
Yeah, it feels like a McVay let go of the rope thing, like it happened 2 years ago. Like, if you talk about Lamar Jackson deciding to not practice, like, how about Matthew Stafford having like back seizures or something like that, and him deciding like maybe let's just pack this season up and try to prolong my career because the tread on the tires is very low. Maybe you start seeing like Kyron Williams you know, get less touches and then start to bring Blake Cormier along more and, you know, make it a developmental year. Yeah, I kind of like that at plus 105. They look like they are just a mess.
Tons of injuries already, both right. Nakua and Cooper Kupp.
Linemen, they're in big trouble.
I had the
happened 2 years ago.
I had the Packers last week to make the playoffs at plus 170. I thought like there were just too much of a give up too soon on Green Bay with Jordan Love maybe not missing that much time. They steal one with Malik Willis, and they're still minus money to miss. Although their win total I saw is 8.5, -130 to the over. So I wouldn't want to bet that, but make the playoffs. I mean, some 7 seed's going to win 10 or even 9 games. Like, I'd still want to be on Green Bay.
Yeah, Green Bay has a lot of talent all over the field. They're well coached. Their defense looks much better. And when you can, we saw Malik Willis before, like when he was on the Titans. He's like not the most talented quarterback, but when you're in a system where you're being put in a situation to succeed, which is what happened, right? You just run the damn ball. Just run the damn ball, play defense. You know, that's the model that I think they're going to get by on, play action. And then all of a sudden, you've only lost one game before Jordan Love comes back.
Yeah. Not that it's something we can wager on, at least not on the apps that I'm familiar with. Do you have an idea you like for Miami while Tua's out, you know, assuming he comes back? We don't know a timeline yet. Do you think is there a guy out there that you think they should be going to get, or just sort of hunker down and try to get through it and hope he's back sooner rather than later?
Oh, man. Like, I don't know that there are that many options. Maybe like if I would make a call to Carolina. And see where they're at on Bryce. I know that there's like a lot of weirdness swirling around on that. Like, I honestly don't think Bryce is broken. I think that Carolina is broken. I think that ownership situation is everything's trickling downhill. Maybe Mike McDaniel can fix Bryce Young. Like, if and it depends very much on where Tua is at in terms of his decision. If what we're hearing is true, like, no, I'm not retiring, I'm playing this contract out, then maybe you go with somebody that's like more of a bridge quarterback. But yeah, that's the name that I immediately think, like, it could be a steal, as now Andy Dalton is getting the start.
Enjoy the ride tonight. Good luck with Emma.
Love y'all.
Thank you, Trista. Trista Crick on the Wester Hotline joins us on Tuesdays during the NFL season. Get back to your exchange with her about James Cook and what we've talked about yesterday, just the Bills offense so far. Do you trust it? 803-0550 is the number. I mean, that seems like an easy yes with Allen involved, but the Bills, like a lot of teams, as we've discussed, you're not getting that passing volume, and so far so good. Again, 803-0550, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, Ross Tucker, Paul Hamilton, later. This is WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.